This week, we continue our series, The Big Reset. It's a look at how our region has emerged from the Great Recession. Today, we head to Anacortes, the gateway to the San Juan Islands. The town is known for its gorgeous scenery. It's also home to two large oil refineries that are a major source of income. But Anacortes has been hard hit in recent years, along with other rural towns throughout Washington. Unemployment more than doubled in Skagit County during the recession. Now, as KUOW's Sarah Lerner reports, Anacortes is trying to figure out how to sustain its delicate mix of beauty and industry for the long run.
Mayor Dean Maxwell is sitting in his office in Anacortes' tiny downtown. He's wearing boots and jeans with a sport coat, boasting about his city, with a view of the water everywhere you go. He's held this mayoral post for 20 years. These days, he says, the future is scary.
You know, these are difficult times. We just came through the worst recession in 80 years. A lot of cities are on the brink of insolvency. I've lived in Anacortes since 1957. There are many employers that are now gone.
Mayor Maxwell canned salmon when he was in high school. The canneries are all gone. Logging and lumber mills employed a chunk of the city, too. Now, two big oil refineries are here. And there's some boat building and marine-related work. But as far as industry, not enough. Anacortes and Skagit County suffered during the recession. In 2010, unemployment hit 10.1%, and the comeback has been slower than in neighboring counties.
We're going to end up as a county that is in poverty if we don't find a way to create a manufacturing base that supports the jobs that we're going to need in the future.
Maxwell wants to be remembered as the man who brought Anacortes jobs, jobs for generations to come. But economic development, even in a place that wants and needs it, can be tough. When the proposal came to build a new plant right in Anacortes, he was interested. And he especially liked that it would capitalize on something unique to the city, water. Even though Anacortes is 20 miles from the Skagit River, the city has special water rights to it and sells water to other cities, too. The city runs a brand new $57 million water treatment plant. Mayor Maxwell is showing me around the plant. We pass the water quality lab and head to the pump room.
You're looking at the finished water as it's headed to the reservoir, to the tank.
This is the place that would power any new facility. And the proposal that came to the mayor was a new, enormous beverage bottling plant. A company called Tethys wanted to build the largest in the country, right in Anacortes. The city signed a contract with Tethys to supply it with up to 5 million gallons of water a day for the next 50 years. But the plan wasn't going over well with all the residents. Activist groups sprouted up to fight it. Some residents told me that at times they were working 8 hours a day against the Tethys plant. Many said they were upset they didn't get to weigh in on the original contract. That's a major element in the controversy. City Councilman Ryan Walters wasn't on the council when the city signed the Tethys deal. I talked to him in July.
We have a lot of talk about numbers of jobs, what the wages will be, what they'll be producing, will it be environmentally friendly, what the factory will be. None of that is in writing in a contract. We don't know for sure that any of that's going to happen. Is this just like the Music Man? You know, is this just a sales pitch to get in the door?
Tethys execs said the plant would provide 500 jobs, but the contract didn't guarantee it. And critics pointed to water bottling plants around the country with only a fraction of the jobs promised by Tethys. Plus, they cited a myriad of environmental concerns. At a Skagit County public hearing in April, the residents did get to weigh in on whether or not Anacortes should expand its urban growth area, a factor in the Tethys deal. It was more than evident unknowns were fueling suspicion. Residents spoke late into the night. One of the Tethys supporters was Robin Pesterino. She's a former president of the Anacortes Chamber of Commerce.
I'm in favor of having a project that is going to increase the tax base in Anacortes, whether it is the one that people are talking about or if it's another one. I happen to be in favor of Tethys. If they choose not to come to Anacortes, I'd be very sorry about that.
Most who spoke that night echoed the fears voiced by Walters, like Skagit County resident Tony Hara.
There's a reason why these bottling plants come to small rural communities, because they can basically roll over small town city councils.
He calls Tethys an out-of-town slickster that's selling Anacortes a bill of goods.
I see Tethys as a stalking horse for big companies like Nestle's, Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola.
Nestle has been trying to build a water bottling plant in the western U.S. for years, including several places in Washington and Oregon. And it always comes with controversy. Protesters point to towns like Freiburg, Maine. embroiled in lawsuits with Nestle over water usage. In McLeod, California, 5 years ago, Nestle expressed interest in building a million-square-foot facility, the size of Tethys's plan. In July, Tethys's CEO Steve Winter said he had absolutely no intention of transferring the contract to another entity like Nestle.
I can't sell the agreement. I can transfer the agreement to new owners who are meeting those commitments. Okay.
Right. But let's say you did get the land and the rail and everything that you needed before you actually built the plant. Nestle's like, hey, we want to do this. Mm-hmm. And then you could transfer it to them.
Theoretically, that's possible.
And then, after 3 years of heated debate, after the stress and hand-wringing, the protests, Winter sent a letter to Anacortes' mayor, Dean Maxwell. He said the deal was off. That happened on September 10th. Winter said alternate business opportunities had presented themselves, and he said he's moving from Everett to Ireland. Now this town still has to figure out how it's going to bring in more jobs that fit. Councilmember Walter says he knows how to do it. First, he says, with better public process. But what about industry?
I think the opportunity here is to diversify, you know, to not put all of our eggs in one 5 million gallon of water a day basket, instead to have a variety of industries here in Anacortes, each providing maybe some smaller number of better paying jobs for people that live here, people that can afford to live here.
The mayor says that the city will keep looking for job creating opportunities. He says as for Tethys, no one has approached the city about reassigning the contract, and he believes the deal is dead. All in all, there's one thing the town of Anacortes can agree on for the long run. They can't survive on tourism. Somehow, they've got to keep their city more than a vacation destination. I'm Sarah Lerner, KUOW News.
In 2009, Washington State received $16 million from the federal government for green jobs training. Tomorrow on The Big Reset, we'll follow the money and see what happened to all the anticipated new jobs. You can check out more stories from our series at KUOW.org.